I have a good friend whose name is Gil Ott. He is a Vietnam veteran, and he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Vietnam was a nightmare for him, as it was for so many. When he was there, he spent most of his time high on drugs, just to pretend he wasn't really there. Over half of his platoon died. But Gil tells this story of something that happened to him in the middle of a battle in the jungle, something that changed his life forever. They had been fighting all night. He had no idea what time it was, and he couldn't see the enemy. In fact, he couldn't see anything. He was just in the dark, shooting his machine gun wildly back and forth, back and forth. It was a living nightmare. And at any moment, he knew that he could die. In the midst of this chaos, as he was shooting and shooting, for some reason, which he doesn't know why, he just stopped. He looked up, and the sun was just beginning to rise, and the sunlight, was gently filtering through the leaves of the trees. And for a brief moment, Gil experienced such profound beauty and peace and silence in the midst of all of that chaos, total silence. He saw this light. And then all of a sudden he started shooting again, and everyone else started shooting, and the madness continued, and the nightmare returned. And everything went back to craziness again. But he never forgot that moment of peace and of light in the midst of the nightmare. I want to talk to you tonight about someone in the Christmas story who is very often overlooked. By the way, that's the baby Jesus. He was Jesus in our pageant, so he's allowed to cry. I want us to remember for a moment the man who was Joseph. And particularly, I want us to focus on what was going on in Joseph's mind. Because you see, we forget that if it wasn't for Joseph, Mary would have been cast out of her village and probably would have been stoned to death. Which means that without Joseph, the Christ child would never have entered the world. It was the decision that Joseph made that enabled Jesus to be born into this world. And without Joseph, I have no idea where we would be today. Now, in the time in which Jesus was born, a man could not marry until he established himself in some kind of trade, until he could guarantee the rest of the town or village that he could provide for a wife and for children. And remember that back in those days, women were not considered people. They were considered property vessels for the purpose of bearing children. The word woman, gynae, in the ancient Greek of the New Testament, literally means walking womb. Women were supposed to get married and have babies. That was their entire purpose. And it was vital that a woman be young and a virgin in order to be married. Why? So that the husband could guarantee that the baby was his. Joseph would have worked very hard to become a carpenter. Perhaps his father was one, we don't know. But he would have had to establish himself in a trade and to prove to Nazareth that he was capable of taking a wife. So by the time this all happened, he would have been much older than Mary. It was a sign of manhood to be able to take a wife and to have children. It was a sign that your seed would continue on for generations. It was a crucial moment in the life of a man to take a wife. I believe that Joseph probably had been watching Mary for many years. He would not have been allowed to speak to her, however, because men were not allowed to speak to a woman who was not either their wife, mother, or sister, or perhaps grandmother, if she was still alive. So Joseph would have never conversed with Mary, but I'm sure he had seen her in the village, gathering up food, going to the well, drawing water, walking with her family, with other women perhaps. And I believe that Joseph had grown to love Mary, if not from a distance, and he had asked for her hand from her parents. And then he had waited until it was time for her to get married. We do not know how Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, but it wasn't from Mary, because she wasn't allowed to speak to him until the wedding. Did her parents come to his parents? Was it gossip in the village? Did she start showing and everyone started talking about it? Can you imagine what the people of Nazareth would have said? This was quality gossip. A young woman ruined, violated, taken advantage of, her life was ruined. Who was it that told Joseph? Was it someone in the village? Did they enjoy giving him the news? Can you imagine the shame that he must have felt? This woman that he already loved, who he planned on marrying, who was ruined, who he could not marry, and how everyone was talking about him. Joseph was shamed in the face of his village. Any man would have been angry, hurt, rejected, denied. I believe that Joseph's mind must have been in turmoil. Why did this happen to me? Why could she do this? How could she do this to me? How could she betray me? Who was it that got her pregnant? Was it him? Was it him? I know that guy isn't good. If Joseph was anything like you and me, his mind must have been a wreck. Worrying, wondering, feeling ashamed, wanting to run away as everyone talked about him. And maybe the angel had to come to him in a dream, because it was the only way for God to get his attention. You think? It was only when Joseph was asleep that the angel could come to him and say his name, as if trying to get his attention. Ironically, though he's asleep, it's as if the angel is trying to wake him up. Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid. The angels always say that. Don't be afraid. I know that life can sometimes seem like a nightmare, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The child inside her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and she will name him Jesus. When Joseph woke up, he had a choice to make. It was his choice. God allowed Joseph free will. Joseph had planned to dismiss her quietly. That's what the scripture said. Because he loved Mary, he wanted to not make a big deal about it, not shame her, in the hopes that she wouldn't be killed. But when he woke up from this dream, all of a sudden, he had another option. He could cast her away quietly, or he could choose to believe in something preposterous. He could choose to believe that God could do something incredible. He could choose not to listen to anyone who was talking badly about her or about him. He could choose not to be defined by what everyone said about him. He could choose to believe in hope. In light that enters the darkness of despair. All of us are faced with choices in this life. All of us must eventually choose between the light and the darkness. There is so much violence in this world. There is so much to be afraid of. Look at what's happening in Aleppo in Syria. Look at what's happening in this country, and we cannot get along with one another. It is so easy to be afraid. It is so easy to see what is not right, what doesn't work. It is so easy to despair. I have a friend who is the dean of the cathedral in Cleveland, Ohio, and she has just found out that she has a rare brain disease, and she is going to lose all of her memory and her ability to speak. Now, you would think that she would choose to despair, to say, "Why is this happening to me, God?" But instead, she is deciding that she's going to tell everyone how blessed she has been to be alive and to believe that even now she can be a gift to other people. She's choosing to find the light in the midst of the darkness. Do you know when my friend Gil Ott came home from Vietnam? He spent years drunk or high, miserable and depressed, not wanting to be alive. But that moment where he had seen the light filtering through the leaves of the trees in the jungle, that moment did not leave him. 5 years after he returned from Vietnam, he found himself wandering into a Quaker meeting, searching for that peace that he had touched so long ago in the jungle. By the time I met him, he was a student at Yale Divinity School, studying to become a Methodist minister. Gil decided to bear witness to the light. Joseph decided to bear witness to the light. I want you to remember Joseph, my friend Tracy, Gil, and all the people that we know who have chosen to bear witness to the light. Remember them. Remember them. Because you too have the same choice to make. You can decide. You can decide if you will bear witness to the light in this world. Amen.